In this episode of the Smart City Podcast, I tell you what's been going on and what's coming up. And then I also go through some terms that we've been using, which hopefully is useful for your understanding. One that I forgot to mention was BIM, so Building Information Modeling. So that's basically 3D modeling, but with so much more detail about the different components of a structure or a piece of infrastructure that can be utilized in asset management, quality assurance, community consultation, and just the full life cycle of that product. This is amongst many other things as well. So you can use BIM in combination with virtual reality and augmented reality. So I talk a little bit about that in this episode. So using those two mixed realities in different ways whilst also using BIM. So sorry, I forgot to mention that in the episode below, but there you go. That's what BIM is. Also, I mentioned Colin Wright's episode. I say it's on blockchain, but it's actually not. It's on Bitcoin, but it's still really good for you to have a listen and understand. So that's it from me. As always, I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
It's the Smart City Podcast, whoa, with Smart City experts, here we go. Connecting smart technology, both big and small. Smart cities are making life better for all. Big data, emerging trends, self-driving cars and more. The Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.
Hello, Smart City Collective. Zoe here. I'm hoping that you are going well today. I thought it was about time I give you a little bit of an update of where I'm at, where the Smart City Podcast is heading and all that kind of stuff. And also, so I'm not just talking about me, I thought I would do a little bit of an episode on terms that you might not know, because I know we've been using a lot of terms lately. And I just wanted to make sure that everyone was all on the same page and understanding all of those terms. Hopefully I cover all the terms. If I don't, reach out to me, send me an email or hit me up on the socials if there's any terms you'd like me to explain. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about what I've been doing. So I think the last update, I just left my previous employment and was heading off into the future on my own, I guess. So I've now started my company, Zemcon, so offering smart city consulting. I'm very interested in smart mobility, so that transport, and I'll explain smart mobility in the terms a little bit later, as well as building relationships, thinking globally while acting locally, and also smart project management. So using smart technology to ensure that project management is going well. I think you can do this in a number of different ways. And yeah, I'm really interested and keen to explore those further with people that would like or need that kind of service. So I started my company. I'm contracting a few days a week to a company here and a big organization, a big engineering consultancy. And then the other 2 days, I'm kind of working on the podcast and also the Smart Cities Council Emerging Innovators. The other thing I've done is I've applied for a Churchill Fellowship. No idea if I've been successful or not yet, but I'm really looking forward to seeing that all come to fruition, hopefully. So basically that's on smart mobility. Churchill Fellowship basically sends 100 people from Australia overseas to explore a topic. Whatever topic of choice kind of situation. So I'm looking at smart mobility. So that's integrating technology into the transport network to make it more efficient, accessible, and effective for everyone involved. So what I would like to do particularly is look at areas that maybe don't get the front page of the newspaper, like they're not the really big smart cities, but some of the more regional or smaller places that are piloting smart technology, particularly connected and autonomous vehicles, but not just that, also places that are using technology to improve their transport network, you know, through applications, through just using mobile phones or different technology to make things more efficient for everybody, and also adapting that to their own community. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that kind of pans out. And I'll be, if I'm successful, I'll be going to America, Canada, Japan, China, South Korea, South Africa, and the UK, and Amsterdam as well. Can't forget about that. That'll be really exciting. So, yeah, if I am successful, that'll be 2019, then I'll be doing that, and that'll be really cool. So the other thing that I've done other than start my company, I'm doing a couple of speaking things. The first one will be in May the 24th, which is through Engineers Australia. So they're having their Southern Regional Forum. So I'm really excited to be speaking at that. The theme is creating legacy. For me, I want to take a little bit of a different approach. It's not about physical legacy, but about digital legacy. So using smart technology, or how smart cities can create a digital legacy for the community. So yeah, that'll be at the Gold Coast on the 24th of May. So if you want to head along to that, you can reach out to me or Engineers Australia and grab a ticket. There's still some available. So that'd be really cool if you were interested in that and coming to see that at the Gold Coast. The other thing that I will be speaking at, I haven't quite worked out how, or not how, but when, will be another event in Toowoomba here, which will be on smart cities, maybe like a smart cities 101 type arrangement with a couple of the members of the Smart Cities Council Emerging Innovators. That's not organized yet, but I will let you know on the socials when that comes out and when that will be, I think around June. So that'll be really exciting to talk about Toowoomba. I'm really excited to get Toowoomba on the map when it comes to smart cities, because there is so much opportunity here, so much potential, so many new things happening, and it's just a perfect place for a smart city to be. So that will be coming in the next couple of months as well. The other thing I am doing is next week, when this comes out will be Wednesday, and it will actually, I'll be down in Melbourne at the Australian Smart Community Association. And they've got a Smart Cities Conference down there, which will be really, really cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing all the brilliant speakers. As much as smart cities is this new kind of innovative area, what I am really excited about is that there is such a diversity in the speakers, so many different areas. We also have 50-50 split of male-female, which is very, which we shouldn't have to even talk about in this day and age, but we do. And I think it's really important that we focus our, well, not focus, but just appreciate that, because what it's not an easy, you have to really focus to make that happen. And I'm really excited that ASCA were able to do that. And that was one of their key areas, because I think it's really important, because if we don't focus on it, we'll just keep having the same thing over and over again. And I think the topics are wide and diverse, and it's going to be really, really great conference. So if you're down in Melbourne, hit me up, come say hi. I'm not speaking or anything, I'm just an attendee, and I'm really excited to actually interview some of the speakers, which, yeah, again, I keep saying exciting, but I am very excited about that. So I'll be interviewing some of the speakers, I'll be doing maybe a few pieces on that conference, because I think it's really important that we keep talking about this space and also, you know, celebrate some of the cool things we're doing. So yeah, that'll be this week, and then after that I'll be heading to South Korea for a few days. I'm looking at some, I don't want to say exciting again, but it is very interesting and exciting stuff. Can't talk about it at the moment, but yeah, if you're in South Korea, let me know, hit me up. I'll be there from Monday the 14th until Thursday the 17th, I think, something along those lines. Looking forward to going back to South Korea and checking that out and meeting up with some of the really cool people that I met while I was over there just having a good time over there. So I'll be able to share some more insights with you after I come back, and I'll be recording or documenting that trip, and hopefully you'll see that on social media as well. So that is enough about me, I think, and let's talk about some terms. So one of the first terms is Internet of Things, or IoT. So I've been talking about that a lot. So this is like one of the fundamental terms in smart cities. So it's about the interconnection via the internet of different devices. So these can be embedded into everyday objects. So that enables them to send and receive data. So, for example, on one of the podcasts, which I'm not sure if it's out yet, I can't remember, is about embedding a sensor into an inhaler, so an asthma inhaler, and then using that data. So whenever somebody's using that asthma inhaler, it's tracked by GPS. Sounds a bit big brother, but these are all consenting adults that participate in in this project. But basically, when they use their inhaler, the sensor will tell, will send back the data, which is when where the person was when they were using that inhaler, and then they can use that to look at the air pollution of a city. So I think that's a really cool way to think about it, and a really cool project. So then what they're able to do is use that data to make better decisions about air quality and whatever they're going to do with that data after that. And so that's just one very simple example. And then also it's about connecting all different types of devices. So, our mobile phones become part of this ecosystem of things that are connected to the internet, our cars, other devices, watches and that kind of thing. So it's about that connection of all those devices and then sending and receiving data and then sending that back. So let's move on to the next one now, which is blockchain. So I'm no expert in blockchain. I'm just as keen to learn about it as you guys are. But basically, it's a public ledger where transactions are recorded and then they're confirmed as well anonymously. So it's a record of events that has been shared between the parties that are involved. So the most important thing about blockchain is that once that information has been entered, it's not altered. So it's a true representation of what occurred. So I'd really recommend listening to Colin Wright's podcast on Let's Know Things. He has an episode on blockchain. I can't remember the number, but I'll put it in the show notes. And also Brittany Campbell-Turner and I talked a lot about this on the episode, I can't remember the episode number, but an episode recently in using blockchain in construction. And she's linked to an article for me on LinkedIn. So I'll put that in the show notes as well. So linking to that is cryptocurrency. So this is a digital currency which basically, the encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of these units of currency, also kind of talked as tokens. And so basically, it's like money without it being money or without it being operated through a central bank. So it's about that decentralized approach. Not all of them are decentralized. There's many different types of cryptocurrency, and again, I'm not an expert at all. I have a little bit of crypto that I purchased, and I made a little bit of cash on that, but it kind of went down and I stopped looking at it. But basically, yeah, it's a digital form of currency that I think will become more and more popular once we iron out some of the wrinkles, and I'm really excited to see where it goes. Even if that's nowhere, it's still a pretty exciting experiment. So the term I probably should have started with is smart city. So I'm hoping that you have understood that smart cities, when we talk about smart cities, everyone has a different view on what a smart city is. And I'd like to use this definition because it's quite broad. So it's about using technology as an enabler to make a city or place more accessible, livable, and sustainable. So it's pretty basic, it's pretty broad, and I think that for each smart city, that approach can fit. And then it's also about, not focusing on the technology, but that enabler. So I think that's really important. So let's talk about smart technology now. So technology that is used in a smart city, I suppose, or in a smart way. So it's sensors and databases. It allows wireless access to collaboratively sense and adapt and provide for its users that data within that environment. So I see smart technology as just technology that's being used in a smart way. And maybe it's an innovative way, a new way, but basically that we can collect their data, we can send and receive the data, we can it can do what we need it to do in that environment to enable a city or a place to be more accessible, livable, and sustainable. So another one is smart mobility, which is related. So as I spoke about my Churchill Fellowship, smart mobility is about using that technology in the transport network, because I think transport is like the backbone of a smart city. It's not everything, but it's definitely a foundational piece. And I'm really interested in that. And also it's about making sure that when we're creating these transport networks, that it's accessible for everybody. So that's all different levels of ability. And also making it efficient and effective for everyone as well. And it really comes down to a combination of, your public transport as well as your private transport as well as your ride sharing. And it really is a combination of all those things and getting the best out of all of those things. So a couple of terms that are related to that, but definitely not, I think a lot of people talk about autonomous vehicles in this smart mobility sense, but it's not just autonomous vehicles. It's about using that public transport network and how do we make that more effective and efficient as well. But let me talk about autonomous vehicles a little bit for a second. So just so we're all on the same page, an autonomous vehicle is a vehicle that is capable of fulfilling the operational functions of a traditional vehicle without a human operator. So it's a fully autonomous vehicle. There's different levels of automation. So when we talk about level 5, that is a no steering wheel, no manual takeover. You are sitting in a pod and it is cruising around and you are not taking over at any sense. Level 4 is one step down from that. So this is a vehicle that can perform most functions of an autonomous vehicle, of a manually driven car, so autonomously. So basically the driver just is sitting there. However, there may be some rare times where the driver has to take over for a certain complex scenario. So that's level 4. And then we've got 3, kind of put 2 and 3 together, where we've got the vehicle is taking over at certain times when it is appropriate or when it's been decided to be appropriate. So the driver is still in control, they're driving, and then, maybe on the highway they're pushing their autopilot function or autonomous function, and it's, lane keep assist and, adaptive cruise control and that kind of thing. So that's a level 2/3. So we've got those in operation today. So, like your Teslas and other manufacturers, but Tesla's the main one talked about mainly because of their marketing, I think. But other ones that have come out now as well. So they're the safety features. So then we've got a level 1 and 0, which is very minimal automation at all. So you don't even, level 1 might have ABS brakes and stuff like that, but nothing else. And 0 is basically, it's only no kind of takeover or automation at all. We've just got a manually driven car. So then we have a connected vehicle. So that's a vehicle that connects to other vehicles and other devices, so infrastructure. and other devices and networks. So that's services outside the car. So that includes the internet, other cars, like I mentioned, home, office, or infrastructure. So connected vehicle can be driven by a human or it can be an autonomous vehicle. So you've got your autonomous vehicle, which purely based on sensors, and then you've got a connected autonomous vehicle. So you've got connected ability, so it's connecting to other people, places, things, infrastructure, other cars and that kind of thing, but also with that autonomous function. So these terms are really important to understand because they all are very different. So you've got autonomous vehicle, which is not driven by a human. So, and we talked about the different levels of automation, but let's just assume we've got a level 5 vehicle. It's cruising around. It's based on sensors. Then when you've got your connected vehicle, so that's a vehicle that's driving around, that's talking to other cars, infrastructure, is connected to the internet and is getting fed and getting fed information as well as producing information. So you've got those two. And then when you combine that you've got a connected autonomous vehicle. So it's an autonomous vehicle that's cruising around, no driver, but it's also connected to the internet. It's connected to the other cars. It's connected to places, infrastructure, that kind of thing. So when you've got that, it's not only running on sensors, but it's also running on information that the city or the infrastructure is providing. So it knows where it is, but it also knows where it is in relation to every other car and vice versa. So that's when you've got that full kind of ecosystem. So we've talked a lot about transport and also that smart terminology. Let's talk about virtual reality because we have talked about virtual reality a lot. You'll hear it called VR. So that's a computer-generated scenario. So it simulates an experience through sensors and the perception. So that maybe that doesn't mean anything, but basically what it means is you can simulate a full environment where you feel like you're in that environment. So, you know, you put a virtual reality headset on and so then all of a sudden you're in this virtual world. So you might be riding a roller coaster, you might be, playing a war game or something. This is a gaming sense, but in the built environment space or the construction space or the workspace, you could be having a meeting and you can see people and you can feel like you're in the same environment as them. And also you can use virtual reality to go inside maybe a nuclear reactor, and then you can also combine that with augmented reality as well. So what that does, so you've got virtual reality where you're fully in the environment, like in the virtual sense, and you can use this to, you know, gaming and that kind of thing, which we'll talk about gamification in a second, but also you can go into spaces where you couldn't normally go, or you can walk along a bridge before it's built because you'll be able to build it in that environment. So that's, we'll talk about BIM a little bit in a second. So then you've got augmented reality. So basically that superimposes an image on the real world. So you're still looking at the real world, but you might be looking through a lens or a camera or something like that. So you think about Pokemon Go, you had a little Pikachu sitting on your desk and you would capture it or whatever. That's augmented reality. I mean, that was our real huge exposure, I think, to the public of augmented reality. So you can use this in a space where you can measure things. So, you know, you'll be able to have your ruler out and you'll be able to measure the corner of a building or the area of a building, that kind of thing. But also you'll be able to, so if you've got this certain type of machinery or, for example, if you want to bring in a piece of machinery into a workspace and it's a quite tight work area, so maybe it's on a construction site with lots of things happening, you can use augmented reality to drive that vehicle in the real environment, the virtual vehicle, to kind of move around that space to see if it will fit, where it will go, where you'll have issues, that kind of thing. So you can make things real life scale and then use them in a real environment. So you've got virtual reality where you're in the environment, all virtual, and then you've got augmented where there's an image of the whatever you're looking at, the device or a computer-generated image, basically, where you're looking at the real world. So you're looking through a camera, through a lens, that kind of thing. So then we're talking about gamification. So this is about applying elements of gaming, not necessarily, you know, Xbox or PlayStation gaming, but any type of games where you've got point scoring, competition, kind of fun engagement of an environment, I suppose. But you can use this in a work sense. So instead of things being boring, you can use gamification to kind of engage your workers while still getting a job done. So Brittany and I talked a little bit about that in our episode, in using it in construction. So, yeah, that's what gamification is. I talked about Agile a little bit, which is a project methodology or project management tool. So it uses I introduced it in another episode, but basically it was developed in software, so the software development world, and now it's a bit more widely utilized. But it's about creating short tasks or tasks in short phases of time, and then, you know, being able to iterate. So basically doing your planning, implementation, and then kind of producing a product and then iterating around again. So it's about being able to work quickly and easily in an ever-changing environment. And I'll put a link to the show notes in that as well, because there's an article that I read that explains it pretty well. But it's a project methodology. It's a little bit different to the normal way we do the traditional method of project management. That's pretty much all I have for terms at the moment. Hopefully I've been able to explain that a little bit for you, and please let me know if you want me to explain anything further, or if there's other terms that you're like, hey, I don't know what that means. Just let me know, because that's the whole point of this podcast, is to make smart cities accessible for everybody, because we're all in this together. So yeah, just let me know. And thanks so much again for listening, and I will talk to you all again soon.
It's the Smart City Podcast. Whoa.
Thanks so much for listening to the Smart City Podcast. Show notes for this episode and all other episodes can be found at thesmartcitypodcast.com. If you have any questions or comments for me or any of my guests, connect with me via email, zoe@thesmartcitypodcast.com, or via the socials. I'm on Twitter and Facebook @smartcitypod. As always, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.